Hello there friends, welcome to another episode of Mathematics Simplified. In the last few episodes, we have been learning about algebraic expressions, what they are, how can we identify them and do addition, subtraction, etc. Algebraic expressions are the expressions made up of variables and constants along with mathematical operators. They have no sides or an equal to sign as in an equation. Terms are the individual blocks of a mathematical algebraic expression. They add up to form a complete algebraic expression. A term is a product of its factors. For example, the expression 5xy minus 3 is made up of two terms, 5xy and minus 3. And further, the term 5xy is also made up of the factors 5, x and y. So it's a product of 5, x and y taken up in any order. The numerical factor of the term is called the coefficient of that term. Once again, in 5xy, 5 is the coefficient of the term. Similarly, the coefficient of 6x square y is 6. We also have discussed the like terms, that is, the terms having the same powers or algebraic factors. The numeric coefficients of the like terms might be different. That is, if we take up 2x square y and 8x square y, they are like terms but having different numeric coefficients. We have also discussed about monomials, binomials, trinomials, and in general, polynomials. We discussed that like terms in an expression can be added or subtracted. Today, we are going to discuss how we can multiply an algebraic expression with another one. First of all, we will take up how to multiply a monomial by another monomial. For example, we want to multiply 2p with 3q. Now, the coefficients of the product become the coefficient of the first monomial multiplied by the coefficient of the second monomial. And the algebraic factor of the product is the algebraic factor of the first monomial multiplied by the algebraic factor of the second one. So in this very easy example, that is 2p multiplied by 3q, we have the numbers, that is the numeric coefficients, 2 multiplied by 3, and the algebraic coefficients or the expressions, that is p multiplied by q. So the final product becomes 6pq. Similarly, if we multiply 3ab with 7cd, the product becomes 21abcd. If we wish to multiply 3 or more monomials, the criterion will remain the same. That is, 4xy multiplied by 5x square again multiplied by 6y cube gives us 120x cube y to the power 4. Right, so if we wish to multiply a monomial by a binomial, we have to multiply the monomial with each term of the binomial. That is, if we multiply 2 with x minus y. Here, 2 is a monomial and x minus y is a binomial. So the product gives us 2x minus 2y. If we want to multiply 4x with 3y plus 2, we get the product as 12xy plus 8x. Now, please note down 9x cube multiplied with 2x to the power 4 plus y to the power 4. The product is 18x to the power 7 plus 9x cube y 4. So this is how we multiply a monomial with a binomial. If we want to multiply a monomial with a trinomial, the criterion once again remains the same. That is, suppose 8 is being multiplied with a trinomial a plus b plus c. The resulting product is 8a plus 8b plus 8c. So you can take up many more such examples and find out the products. If we wish to multiply a binomial expression with another binomial expression, we have to make use of the distributive law of multiplication. Multiply each term of a binomial with every term of the other binomial. After multiplying these binomials, we have to look for the like terms and combine them in a proper way. Let's try to multiply two binomials. The first one is 3a plus 2b. And the second one is 2a plus 5b. So we make use of the distributive property and we have to multiply each term of the first binomial with each and every term of the second one. So that gives me 3a multiplied with 2a plus 5b, added to it 2b multiplied with 2a plus 5b yet again. So it is like multiplying a monomial with a binomial twice over. So when we multiply 3a with 2a plus 5b, we get 6a square plus 15ab. Similarly, the next term becomes twice b multiplied by 2a plus 5b, and we get 4ab plus 10b square. Taking care of the like terms and adding them, we get the final result as 6a square plus 19ab plus 10b square. You can note down and see and check the product for yourself. We were trying to multiply 3a plus 2b with 2a plus 5b. So, a binomial can be multiplied by a binomial or a trinomial using the same criterion. So, I would suggest you make your own set of polynomials and try to find their products. The basic rule remains the same. You just have to make more and more such examples of your own and you can do it. Definitely you can do it. So keep on practicing, my friends. Learning mathematics is fun when you understand what is the basic concept and you practice enough. So till the next time, keep on learning, keep on practicing, because math is fun. Goodbye, take care.